Now, Margaret Mills has returned, and Margaret, I think this week you're talking about the owner, or one of the owners, of Highlands House.
Yes, that's right, Scott. Highlands House has had a lot of owners in its history. I think the total stands at about 10. But this gentleman is a gentleman called John Atwood, who bought the house in 1839. John Atwood was tremendously wealthy. He was an ironmaster. He'd made a fortune from owning his own ironworks in Birmingham. So what was he doing in Essex? Well, he liked the look of the Highlands estate, which was up for sale at that time. Also, he had ambitions to become an MP. And there happened to be a vacancy for Harwich. And so he very quickly set about buying Highlands and campaigning to be made MP for Harwich. The problem was that some of his deeds to achieve that end were rather suspect. In an age when often people became MPs because they used their money to bribe their way into Parliament, John Atwood stands out in that he, although he was a very accomplished bribeer of voters, he had obviously upset somebody quite seriously, because it was decided that his conduct warranted prosecution. One of the things that he'd done when he wanted to be made MP for Harwich was to set up boat trips for prospective voters, and if he suspected that a prospective voter was going to vote the other way, i.e. not for him, they would be directed to a certain boat. Now, when that boat was full, he would take them off, or somebody would take them off, on what was described as a boat trip to take them to the polling station by sea instead of by land. Except it didn't quite work out that way, because Atwood had arranged for the boat to become becalmed in the water. And it was becalmed for just long enough for the polls to close.
Well, at least he didn't tip them over the side.
Now, it could have been worse. Exactly. It could have been worse. He could have decided to scuttle the boat. Yes. But I think that would have looked just slightly suspicious. And people might have put two and two together. But you've got to admit, it's a rather ingenious way of temporarily getting rid of your opponents.
How do you do that if it's very windy?
Well,
the polling day could be windy.
Well, he must have been extremely fortunate, or he'd done a deal with the higher authority somewhere. But certainly on the day in question, the boat was becalmed. He'd hatched this plot well in advance. I mean, obviously it could have fallen through and it could have been disastrous for him.
And he was elected.
He was elected, but not for very long. Mm. The election was very quickly declared null and void. And so, sadly, perhaps, or maybe not so sadly, he never got to be MP for Harwich. He was shortly afterwards declared bankrupt because he'd spent money so lavishly, fled to France to escape his creditors, and died in 1858 in France in complete poverty.
And why was the poll declared invalid?
Well, because a number of things came to light about bribery. And also, I think he found it very difficult to live down this business of sending his opponents for a nice little boat trip and making sure they didn't get to the polling station in time.
Still a clever plan. Right, so where to next week?
Next week, I think we'll go to Walton-on-the-Naze for some ghosts.
Right, look forward to that. Thanks, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.